Chris Brown here at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indy, along with Bills GM Brandon Bean. And Brandon, I know it's a moving number all the time, your salary cap figure, but what kind of flexibility do you feel you have, at least at this moment, in terms of addressing some of those free agency priorities you might have your eye on?
Yeah, we got some flexibility. We made some moves last year. I'm not where I want it to be, you know, where we'll get it in time, but we did make some moves to help us, you know, be able to, you know, sign some of our guys back and also dip our toe into the free agent waters where we, you know, see some fits for what Sean and I are trying to do.
And then you said in your meeting with the media earlier today that you're looking to upgrade at every position. You're looking at everything, including quarterback. Does that mean that you're considering anything on the quarterback free agent market whatsoever, or is that a market that's going to get priced so high it might be unrealistic?
No, we definitely have to consider, you know that market, and there's more guys out there this year than you normally see, mm-hmm. you know, at the quarterback position in free agency for various reasons, some due to injury, some due to multiple guys under contract. But we will do our due diligence there and see what's, you know, again, to make a move like that, you have to know that it's a better player than the two we have on our team, which would be Tyrod and Nathan. And those guys both bring a lot of value to our team. So we have to take all those factors into consideration.
I know earlier today you also mentioned how at this stage of the game, you're only about 2 weeks out from the start of the free agent market opening. You seem to be of the opinion that at this stage, it's almost like a curiosity is going to kill the cat kind of thing, where a lot of these free agents of yours at this point may just want to test the market first and then get back to you guys later. Is that what you're kind of anticipating here at this point? Maybe more of your pending free agents might look to the market first, see what's out there, and then maybe say, oh, hey, guys, I want to talk now.
Yeah, I mean, I think the guys have, you know, they've played their final year out, and I get it. They want to see what their market is, what their value is, and what teams see. And I'm sure if they want to be back, that they probably have a number. Hey, they've got to be this close to this team, or they've got to be more. You know, every guy has his own thing. Right. Some guys say, hey, it is about the money, and I respect that. And some guys say, no, it's about my family situation. You just got to be here. So every guy has his own individual situation. But I respect the process, and they understand that because they haven't committed to us, that we also have to look not to leave ourselves empty-handed should they choose to sign with another team.
I think a lot of things that go by the board with respect to the pre-draft process here among the fans is they see a player that they love, but they don't really consider, is the guy a fit for the Bills, which is a question that you guys always have to ask. You've got an interesting dynamic on the offensive side of the ball. Brian Daboll's your new OC. Coach already touched on it a little bit. The input that he's going to have for you guys so you know what player skill sets might best match up with his offensive philosophy. How many more conversations might you need to have with Brian since he's new in the building to know what you need on that side of the ball?
Yeah, you know, Sean and I have spent a lot of time with Brian talking through how he sees fits and by position, you know, and he's gone over there with his coaches that he took over on the offensive staff. So we have a good idea of how he sees it fits. You know, we're looking for good football players at the end of the day. Sometimes it's not a clean, exact fit, exactly the way you describe it, but the guy's a good football player. Brian's a good coach. He'll make it work if this is a good player instead of just trying too hard to fit this thing in, you know, one position. Sometimes you get yourself in a tough spot doing that. So we're looking for good football players that also fit some of the spots that Brian's looking for.
And then the last one, a bit of housekeeping here. I know you said that you may be talking to the NFL Management Council about designations and such for Eric Wood with the roster situation there. Is there any resolution to that yet, or is there still time on the clock to kind of get that addressed?
Yeah, we kind of put it on the back burner, to be honest, with so much going on in free agency and the draft. Okay. And so at the end of the day, it'll get answered in the right time, but we've got time. It's more of how it'll hit the cap and things like that. We can't do anything until the league year. So until that's done, we'll see. But right now I'm focused on free agency and the draft.
All right, really good. Thanks very much for the time, Brandon. Good luck getting your work done this week.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate
it. That's Bills GM Brandon Bean here at the NFL Combine, where our Combine coverage is presented by Dunn Tire.